wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Yes, sir, folks. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all the folks listening. What would you do to fight violence in the community? Well, a Chicago pastor decided to live, in essence, live on a rooftop of a motel for 94 days, folks, before he came down to raise $450,000. Pastor Corey Brooks of New Beginnings Church is in the studio. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Now, first of all, we're talking about Chicago here at 94 days. You picked, of all times, you picked the coldest moment to go on this rooftop. What caused you to do this, for you to say, look, I've got to do something to fight violence in this community?
Well, last year alone, I did 10 funerals for young black males under the age of 25, between 10 and 25 years old, 10 of them. The last one being Carlton Archer, a 16-year-old who was shot and killed about three blocks from our church. As we were having his funeral, his parents really didn't want to have the funeral there, but I convinced them to. And as we were getting ready to have the funeral, the kids were coming across the street into our neighborhood, and gunfire broke out. They started shooting at him. Thank God no one was shot and killed. We finally got everything calmed down, had the funeral, and at the end of the funeral, I just felt really compelled that something needed to be done. So I asked the brothers who were there to turn in their guns. And at the end of the funeral, four young brothers, all black brothers, between the ages of about 20 and 16, four of them turned in their guns. And it was at that point, at that funeral, that I realized something drastic needed to be done because our community was getting out of hand.
And so you chose this particular motel, and you want to build a community center on that site.
Right. Anybody who knows the south side of Chicago knows that 66, 67th and King was the prostitute strip. If you wanted a prostitute, that's where you would go. That happens to be right across the street from our church. We had moved into the neighborhood. That hotel was a central figure in all the criminal activity that was going on as far as drug dealing, gang banging, prostitution. And we decided to do something about it. And at that time, we started something called Operation Shutdown. And we protested every night, Friday and Saturday night, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, the high traffic areas. And our whole church, we brought the music out, we brought the praise team out, we brought everybody out. And so we stayed in those streets and protested till the police and the city caught on to it and shut it down.
Now, you got lots of attention, but really what has kicked it into another gear is Tyler Perry promoting his movie Good Deeds, donated $98,000 to your pledge, $98,000 to your cause. Also, he is going to be giving you a Harley Davidson, if I'm correct. And so what did it mean to hear about that pledge? Because that's also what has brought you down from the roof.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I was grateful for all the gifts, you know, from the lady, the senior citizen who gave the $50, from the brother who was addicted to crack that gave the $40, from the brother who was in prison who donated $50. I was grateful for all of them. But when I got the news that Tyler Perry was given now it's $100,000, I was so elated and so ecstatic about it. I was just going crazy. And I was in the tent. I was trying to control my tears and holler and scream and talk on the radio the time at the same time. It was all kind of difficult. But, man, I was just tremendously overwhelmed with joy.
Now, you were up there. You only came down twice. How did your family deal with that? How did your kids deal with it?
Well, my youngest son, Kobe, had a pretty tough time. You know, he was starting basketball, and I was missing his games and practice and things like that. And then anyone who has a 16-year-old, especially a 16-year-old girl, every father knows he needs to be present. So in my absence, you know, she cut up a little bit, but we got it together. And my family, I have a very strong family, very good family, and I thank the Lord for that.
Did you have to say, don't make me come down from here?
Yes.
Okay.
How many times? I don't know.
My mom would have sent me up there for the hand whooping.
Well, she did come up there and get that too. Yeah, it was a spanking in the tent, Jay.
Now, Pastor, you didn't even come down to preach. How did you preach each Sunday at your church?
Well, we started out, we were streaming it from the rooftop, and so they had the podium up there. I would preach from the roof, and I was doing pretty good until one Sunday. It was that snow. It was that that crystallized that snow, that cut you type snow.
Yeah.
And I had my glasses on. I couldn't see, and it was hitting me in my face. I said, that's it. I'm going on strike. So I sent a note over to my church and told them I was on strike. They would not hear from me until I got off the roof. I will not preach again. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me. I'm on strike. So I was on strike until just up until a week ago.
Until we called you.
Now, yeah, until you called me.
What was your coldest day? That you remember, like, Lord.
So was it that day with the snow?
Was it a colder day?
The coldest night probably was not too long ago, about a week or two ago, because it was a fairly relative, pretty warm, not warm, but Chicago.
Chicago, speaking, a mild winter.
A mild winter, thank you. And so, but a few times it got under 20, and whenever it got under 20, that's when it would get crucial. It would get really cold.
Did you get sick?
I did get sick, and I did have to see a doctor, and I did have doctors coming to me on a regular basis. So, and I think I got sick because I started off fasting. The first 21 days in the tent, I had nothing to eat. I just drank water and juice. So I think that's what led me to start getting sick, because of being out there in the elements and just trying to tough it out.
Did your wife visit?
Yeah, she did visit. She didn't like the visit, so she visited every now and then. She sent messages, and she worked at the church across the street, so they would wave. Hey.
I sure hope your kids had a bag of snappy comebacks, because when your daddy's up on the roof, man.
Now, Pastor, what's the status of the community center? Well, have you started progress on acquiring the land, the location, things like that?
Yes, next week we close on the deal to buy the land. So we were originally going to close on March 30th, but we moved the date up since we have all the funds. And so we're going to close next Tuesday, and then we're going to have a celebration on Wednesday, and then we're going to immediately start tearing it down. And we've already started raising the funds for the $15 million that it's going to take. We had another anonymous gift on after Tyler Perry. A brother gave us $85,000, a Christian brother from Chicago, a business owner. And so we're real grateful for that, to give us the seed money to kick off toward the $15 million that we need to build a fabulous center.
It was that nine that put you over, wasn't it?
What nine?
That $9 from J. Anthony Brown.
Well, really, Jay sent seven.
It was seven.
Yeah, he said it was nine on the envelope, but when we looked inside, it was,
is that Columbia? It was seven
with a note that said, Pastor, I owe you two.
I'm good for two.
He's been up on the roof writing jokes. Hey, Pastor. Hey, man.
Like your snappy comebacks. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, man.
Yeah. Bless y'all, too. Thank you so much.
Well, it is certainly solid what you're doing. And again, I think I want to remind folks that, again, you are doing this to combat the just extreme violence that is taking out young black men across Chicago. We see what's happening in Detroit as well. And so we need other pastors, other laymen as well, to step up to recognize what is damaging our community and killing our next generation.
We came by your church when I was home over the Christmas holidays and wanted to donate some money for people who want to do that around the world, listening to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. How can they do that in terms of that $15 million?
They can do one of two ways. They can go to projecthood.org, or you can go on to nbcchicago.tv, nbcchicago.tv. Project Hood, NBCChicago.tv, any one of those websites, and they can donate to our cause.
Excellent. And that Harley Davidson?
And the Harley Davidson, I'm waiting. They're working out the arrangements, but I can't wait because I want to ride it into the church. You know what's crazy? every year at our church, and this is what's crazy, my church loves it, because I've always said from day one, we're 10 years old, from day one, every year on my birthday, y'all, I want a Harley, you know, because you try to hint to the church.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you try to hint to a young church because they don't really know what to do, but you try to tell them, and they still don't get it. So I think this is God's way of just saying, you know, well, I'm going to bless
you.
Yeah, I got you. So I got a Harley. I'm a ride.
And player, he's one of us.
Yes?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
All right.
Yeah, he's going to look real good on that Harley.
I'd rather be on a roof in Chicago in February than ride a motorcycle.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Pastor Corey Brooks, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. New Beginnings Church, we appreciate it. And good luck in all that you're doing.
Appreciate it.